Funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, ran out at the end of September, and Congress has not yet acted to reauthorize it. More than 23,000 Arizona children are currently enrolled in the state's program known as KidsCare. Heidi Capriotti, spokeswoman for the Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System, which administers KidsCare, says the feds redistributed money to help some states to help them keep their programs running through the end of this month.
Now that we're coming up on into December, Governor Doug Ducey has announced a contingency plan that would allow us to move money from an existing Medicaid program that covers low-income children to that CHIP program so that those enrolled members don't have any changes to their coverages or enrollment opportunities.
Capriotti says officials expect that money to last past January, but she says they also expect Congress to reauthorize CHIP sometime after the new year. She says the state is not sending notices to enrolled families to let them know about potential changes to the program, but that's not the case everywhere. For a look at how this issue is affecting states across the country, I'm joined by Joan Alker. She's executive director of the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families. And Joan, can you give me an overview of where states stand as far as being able to continue paying for their versions of the CHIP program?
Well, we're in an unprecedented situation with the CHIP program, which has existed for 20 years now. The funding has lapsed since September 30th. The good news is there's some leftover funding, so states are getting redistributions. But we're just getting to the point where states are really about to hit the wall.
We've been hearing about states either getting ready to or potentially already sending notices to families. How prevalent are we seeing that so far?
Well, this is really the week we were expecting this to start, and indeed Colorado was the first state that I am aware of. I know Virginia has said they intend to send notices on December 1st. That's this Friday. So I expect to see a handful of states start to take this action. Now, states are very reluctant to do this, and I have a lot of sympathy for them because this is going to worry families very much. And, you know, there always is the hope that Congress will take action in the next few weeks, and the states can avoid having to shut down their programs or to shift them to state budget costs. So it's just everything is up for grabs in the next 2 weeks with respect to CHIP.
What does it do for enrollment, even if a state is able to continue funding a program but has to send out these kinds of notices saying we may not be able to continue paying for this program?
Well, that's exactly the problem you've identified there. And Arizona families are aware of this conundrum to some degree. Your CHIP program has had a lot of stops and starts over the years, and that's been a real problem. That certainly depresses enrollment. And bear in mind that this year Congress has been talking about taking health coverage away all year, so it's not going to take a lot for families to get worried if they see that kind of notice. So that's exactly why states have been reluctant to send out these notices. They don't want to worry families. They don't want to start losing kids just because enrollment drops off. But on the other hand, the longer this goes, states have to run a program, and they do have to prepare families in the light of the potential worst outcome.
How long do most states think that they can continue to pay for this program before they have to either let families know that changes might be coming or actually just stop paying for it?
Well, it really depends on the state. States are running out at different times, and it also depends on what type of program a state runs. Arizona runs a program that, in part, the kids are getting coverage through Medicaid, but in part they're not. And so in a state like Arizona, which has one of these separate CHIP programs, that's a tougher situation because Arizona would have to assume 100% of the cost when the federal money runs out, as opposed to the Medicaid coverage, where you'd still get your regular Medicaid match. Not as much federal money, but at least half would still be paid for by the federal government.
Now, the folks in Arizona who administer the KidsCare program, which is Arizona's CHIP program, have said that they are going to take money from another pot of funds that is also involved in Medicaid and apply it to the CHIP program. They think they can do that through, you know, somewhere in the midst of the first quarter of next year. And then assuming that Congress reauthorizes it, take some of that money and pay back that original fund. How usual or unusual is that kind of arrangement among the states?
Well, we've heard a couple of states, Oregon is another state, Minnesota, that has actually already run out of money, that are looking to do things like that, moving these kids into Medicaid and then assuming they will get reimbursed once Congress acts. So I think this is a prudent thing for states to do. However, let's recognize here, this is an extraordinary measure that states are having to take, and it's really because Congress has not fulfilled its duty by extending this program. What's especially frustrating is that they have the policy down. They had a bipartisan agreement on this in early September, but they still haven't been able to get over the finish line.
Without asking you to get inside the minds of members of Congress, do you have any idea as to why this is still an outstanding issue, why they haven't dealt with this yet?
Well, there's a clear reason and correlation between the fact that Congress spent so much time this year trying to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. In fact, in early September, when the Senate reached a bipartisan agreement on CHIP, it was very quickly derailed and knocked off the agenda by the latest attempt to repeal and replace the ACA, the Graham-Cassidy bill. So that was unfortunate because, again, they could quickly get an easy bipartisan win here with CHIP, but they just haven't made the time for that yet.
Joan Alker is the executive director of the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families.